It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Sandra Hayes is president of the historic Mannheim Park Association, and she's been keeping us abreast of the work being done to revitalize her neighborhood, which is located between Troost and the Paseo and 39th and Brush Creek Boulevard. Sandra, always good to have you with us. Welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. It's good to be here.
And in a bit of a twist for 90 Mile View, we're doing a slightly longer version today so we can talk about a new and a very key partnership. To help us with that is Dr. Jacob Wagner. He's an associate professor at the Department of Architecture, Urban Planning, and Design at UMKC. Jake, thanks for taking time and welcome back to Up to Date.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Now, Sandra, you sent out an announcement on August 2nd that the association had earned a grant that would allow it to proceed with something we talked about when you were with us in June. It's called the Run Project. And remind our listeners what the Run Project is. And you've just been hustling around all over the place, haven't you? I can just see it by looking in your eyes. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's my job. I'm out here to sell the neighborhood.
Yeah.
The Run Project, that acronym means regeneration of an urban neighborhood. And we believe that Mannheim Park, which is in the Green Impact Zone, is positioned to run. We're positioned to regenerate. We're a bright spot here in Kansas City. And we've had a lot of good things happening in our neighborhood. And some of the results of that is this partnership now with UMKC.
How did you hear about the possibility of connecting with UMKC? And how did you get that whole ball rolling there?
Well, UMKC has been a partner of the Green Impact Zone, and they've been a partner of our whole community for a while here since we've been on this genre of trying to regenerate our neighborhoods. We're friends of Professor Wagner. He has helped us facilitate some of our neighborhood association meetings. He's been with us, so we had that relationship. When we were poised to present ourselves to try to go after this grant, we knew that we were going to have several partners to help us. Mm-hmm. It's an aggressive program. It's very ambitious. And we need a lot of volunteers to help make it happen. So when I approached Professor Wagner and asked him if the university would be interested, he said they would.
Mm-hmm. Jake, give us a sense, play in here a little bit. What's this grant going to enable Mannheim to do? And what's your role going to be? What are your students going to be doing here?
So the grant is from the Kansas City Community Capital Fund, and it's an exciting—
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's an exciting new approach. What we're seeing is that there's a new way to fund some of this work. I mean, typically you think about urban planning work, community development work, being funded by, you know, say, the federal government or HUD or, you know, neighborhood housing services or some sort of organization. And in this project, It's an interesting combination because what it involves is it actually engages the neighborhood in raising part of the funds.
So there's a stake. They're holding a stake in this whole thing going forward.
Right. And that's key to the whole philosophy of this thing. And it sort of suggests how things are changing in terms of doing community development work, that it's going to be sort of a different scenario that's going to take a mix of funds. And that's okay, right? I think we're in a new mode here where people are getting used to sort of a more participatory process.
Jake, tell us what we're talking about, this acronym here, RUN. Mm-hmm. What is this thing going to do? I mean, what are you hoping that the result of getting this grant is for the Mannheim Association?
The big picture is to do asset-based community development work.
And what does that mean?
That means you're focusing on the strengths that people have, the skills they have, the abilities they have in the neighborhood.
So to do what?
To do the work, to talk to each other, to work together to solve local problems, to do, instead of expecting the city to come down and clean up the neighborhood, working together to clean up the neighborhood and with volunteers and partnerships.
Yeah, I've never understood that, this notion that the way we all think sometimes in society these days, Jake, that, you know, you drive down the street, whether it's Mannheim Park or somewhere else in Kansas City or anywhere else for that matter, and you see a sewer grate and it's full of debris, and people want to pick up the phone and call the city instead of just having, you know, the neighbor who lives there coming out and cleaning it up themselves. Maybe it's time to reexamine how we all fit into this whole scheme of living in community together.
Right. And the other part of that is the notion that that there are professionals who are just going to take care of it for you instead of saying we have the skills here to work together to build our capacities to solve some of these problems. It doesn't mean you don't need the professionals, you don't need City Hall. What it means is you need an engaged partnership. And so that's the challenge. You know, it's not just about going door to door and meeting folks. It's about engaging them in the process and broadening this sort of leadership.
I get that. How ready are your residents in Manheim Park to be engaged going forward, Sandra?
Our residents are very excited. They're very poised to participate in this project.
Yeah.
So I'm very encouraged.
And so, Jake, what your students are going to be doing then, you're going to be going around door to door, if I understand correctly, knocking on doors and doing a little survey of what kinds of skills and capacities, I guess, to use the UMKC higher ed word, is available inside those houses, right?
That's correct. When Sandra and her team came to us, they thought they were just going to lean on old Jake Wagner to work with them. And I looked at the work and I said, you know, at UMKC specifically in our Department of Architecture, Urban Planning and Design, we've looked at this new model where instead of having community engagement spread out all over the metro, let's actually combine and focus on an area and get some progress. So the idea
was the whole idea of the Green Impact Zone, right? To focus on a confined area and see if you can't have an impact instead of spreading it out all over the place.
Yeah. Right. And so we're applying that model here. We have an architecture studio being taught by John Eck, who is going to look at a possibility of a community center. What would that look like? And challenge the architect students to really think about where's the best place and what's the best strategy for that. We've got Dr. Michael Frisch, who will be doing his urban environmental class, engaging with environmental issues in the neighborhood. And then we have an urban planning and design studio being taught by Dave Nopik, mm-hmm. who's an adjunct. He's worked all around town for years.
Yeah.
He'll be doing a bulk of the work with the senior urban planners. And then I've got my neighborhood and community development class. So it's sort of adding up all those capacities and engaging with the residents as they then move from door to door. We're going with them, and the students are doing their survey, and the neighbors are meeting each other, and we're building the knowledge base that we need to really talk about substantial change.
I actually think I'm getting this a little bit, Sandra. So, Sandra Hayes, once this survey is completed and the students have gone door to door and knocked on people's residents and found out about all these abilities and capabilities inside Manheim Park, what happens then? I mean, do you see how are the residents going to engage? How are you going to split up responsibilities? How's that going to happen?
Well, in our neighborhood, once we get the data, what we're doing is we're dividing our neighborhood up into four quadrants.
Yeah.
And then we're creating teams within the neighborhood.
To do what?
To take the data, to learn your neighbor, to find out where the assets are, and to begin to harness those assets to change the economic status of the people that live there.
Okay, and when you give me an example then. So if what kinds of capabilities might a household have that might help raise economic standing of your residents?
All right, very simple. I'll give you a very simple example. When we find out where our carpenters are, when we find out where the electricians are, where the caterers are, we know where they are in our neighborhood.
People who can do real work.
Right.
People unlike what I'm doing here.
Well, I think you're doing some real work
here. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. So then we're going to be able to know where our assets are. So and how economy works, we keep those dollars in our neighborhood. And you know what this does? It brings crime down. Suddenly, the neighborhood's friendlier. Suddenly, the neighborhood's clean.
So you need some carpentry work done on your home. You call your neighbor who's a carpenter and pay that person to come over, and you keep it inside the neighborhood kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This raises humanity. This raises people's self-esteem. Suddenly, we've got hope going on in Manheim Park.
Well, what about people who don't have skills? Like, again, you're looking at one right here. I can't do carpentry.
Everybody has skills. Everybody has skills.
What can they do for someone like me who doesn't have a carpenter? I can't do carpentry work or plumbing work.
I'm going to take you over to interview. You're good at doing interviews, right?
Well, okay.
You talk to people. We need to know what's the history of the neighborhood. There's folks who've been there for 40 years. They've never been asked about the story of how the neighborhood's changed. You know, collecting those stories, those narratives, teaching people about the history of the neighborhood, how it's changed.
And someone listening right now, Jake, might be wondering, well, how does that raise the economic standing of the neighborhood? But I'm guessing that brings people closer together, helps them have a certain empathy for where they live and where they are, right?
Right. And what we're doing is we're recognizing that there are many kinds of capital, and that financial capital and money and resources and economics is one kind, but relationships, social capital matter, political capital matter. Somebody may have a lot of time and they can go down to City Hall when the rest of us are working, right? That mm-hmm. matters. You have time to give. You can go down and you can listen. You can report back on what's happening at City Hall. Maybe you're good at taking care of elderly people, and we need to teach somebody else to do that, right, as somebody else's family is aging.
I get that. That's very cool, Sandra. Yeah.
What we're trying to do is engage our neighborhood, because what Professor Wagner just noted here, we have people that can never attend our neighborhood meetings, but the folks can volunteer virtually. You can babysit. You can look out for your neighbors. We can understand the patterns of the neighborhood. We're going to know when there's a stranger on the neighborhood, when there's a strange car on the neighborhood. What we're trying to do is continue to bring crime down in our neighborhoods.
Yeah.
In Manheim Park, between 2010 and 2011, Central Patrol reported crime dropped in Manheim Park 26.1%. That was intentional. That's an engaged group of people that are looking out for one another, that are calling 911, that care
yeah.
about what happens in this neighborhood.
No, Jake Wagner, explain something to me. Why is it in this day and age, you know, we're in the year 2013, you're talking about essentially building community, building the foundations of a community. Why do we have to do that these days? Why isn't it just there naturally, just like the way it used to be back in the 1930s or whatever? Mm. I'm just, you know. Mm.
Well,
that's what we're talking about here, right? We're rebuilding community.
Yeah, we are. You know, you can come take my classes at UMKC. We can dig into that
and try and figure it out.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah. No,
do you have some theories?
I think there's a lot of evidence that is out there in terms of the decline of social capital, people joining and participating, whether it's being involved in a union or being involved in a bowling
people
league.
Don't want to do that stuff anymore.
Well, it's
bowling
changing.
Bowling alone.
It's changing. I think people are actually coming back to it in their own ways. I'm seeing in my students at UMKC a real interest, actually, in human relationships. And so as much as you might be on your Facebook updating your status, people are still – they need the face-to-face. They want and desire to be engaged in places.
And to what
places.
Extent are you finding that in your neighborhood, Sandra? Just what he said, this notion that people really want to connect and want to figure out a way to get together a little more than
right.
they have
people
been.
Do want to connect. The cities are changing. The way products and services come into cities are changing. People from the suburbs are moving into the city. You have to remember where Manheim Park is positioned. Just look at where that capital is. We're right next to the museum, to the plaza, to the university. We're centrally located. People want to live in the city, and people want to live together, and people want to live in a safe, clean, friendly environment. So we have to have all cultures. We have to have all traditions, all religions. That's what community is. That's what community is. And at the end of the day, we have to be able to stop hiding each other from the truth.
Yeah.
And talk about these things that make community and what hinders community. So my question is, can we talk and not hide each other from the truth?
Yeah. You know, Jake Wagner, I get the sense that you don't want to get in Sandra Hayes's way. Am I right about that? She strikes me as someone who's just one determined woman to bring this neighborhood back
That's
to a place
right.
where it needs to be.
That's right. And the beautiful thing is that she's building a team of like-minded folks who are willing to dig in with her. We were just at the meeting last month or earlier this month and announcing the classes and engaging. It was a beautiful situation, you know.
When do your students actually begin going door to door and taking the survey that we've been talking about?
We'll be looking at about the middle of September through October. We're working with Seft Hunter and William Bates, two of the other neighborhood leaders, to set up work with the block captains. So people in Manheim are listening to this and they're interested. They need to give Sandra a call and volunteer. And we're going to be going door to door basically the second half of September and most of October. So.
Well, Sandra, you're rolling. Things are happening. Good for you.
You know, the stars have lined up in the universe. The creator that put them there, smiling on us. And so we're very encouraged.
Are you encouraged? You feeling good?
I am encouraged. I've been at this for almost 3 years. And so, you know, I'm an unpaid employee. I work diligently, tirelessly, because I see potential. And that's what I see. I see potential. And I am a person that can help others find their potential. Yeah. And I'm very excited about it. I'm very encouraged about it. And
the interviews begin when, Jake, again?
We'll be looking at, if folks want to come
September,
out.
You said?
Yep, the next neighborhood meeting is September 14th, if folks want to come up over at Emmanuel Lutheran on 42nd and Tracy.
So. Sandra, come back and tell us how the interviews go and what the impact's going to be going forward, okay?
Looking forward to it.
Always good to have you here, Sandra.
Thank you.
Jake, thanks
for
coming in.
Thank you.
You bet. Sandra Hayes is the president and the very determined president of the historic Manheim Park Association. And Dr. Jake Wagner is associate professor at the Department of Architecture, Urban Planning, and Design at UMKC. You can find more information about all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Jenny Woody. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.